Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm black, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, Kiswahili, our, the black man, come from the Tower of Babel. Monday, the second day of the week, the first work day of the week. Blacks, BLX, BLACK, radio is committed to the excellence of the blacks, black men, and women who took care of the three W's because they changed the whole wide world. Today I'm going to talk about Augustus, born April 1st, 1854. He became the first black Catholic priest in the United States. The Healy brothers, who was before him, they all proclaimed themselves to be white. So, therefore, it understandable when they are the they are the Sambos. They got up there, the Healy brothers who preceded him all passed for white. So since they passed for white, they called themselves white, which, of course, is what their concept was to elevate, you know, Christianity. Anyhow, I'm talking about this black man who he became fluent in the Italian language, studying Latin and Greek. Okay. He was in Rome when he got expecting to serve in the African mission. Instead, he was ordered to return to the United States to serve the black community. The man who directed him said, America has been called the most enlightened nation. We will see if it deserves the honor. If America has never seen a Negro priest, it will see one now. Celebrated his first mass, July 7, 1886. Anyhow, it was the con, 1, 2, 3, continuation of the elevation of Christianity, which my concept of him is the most important aspect, is that he refused to call himself anything but what he is, black man. He was about elevating their concept, but at the same time, he changed the world by being the first black Catholic priest. And what Hannibal missed? Wait a minute. He was born illegitimately. Owned by Stephen in a slavery April 1st, 1854, Ross County, Missouri, or Bush Creek, Missouri, to Martha James Chesley. He was baptized into the Catholic Church as a slave child owned by Stephen Elliott on May 29, 1854, located in Rensselaer near Hannibal, Missouri. His master's daughter, Sevilla Elliott, was Tolton's godmother and taught the children Catholicism classes. Okay. Near Hannibal, Missouri. Hannibal, Missouri. This is when they were still honoring Hannibal. One more time. Hannibal, Missouri. I'm glad to know that. Yeah. Hannibal, Missouri. Exactly. Before they lost concept of who he was, they still honored Hannibal. Hannibal, Missouri. Anyhow, the first blacks man who was a blacks priest, black Catholic priest. Anyhow, he changed the three W's to the whole wide world by proclaiming his blackness. So, as always, we are, we going to keep on my mind concept on the black men who came before us. Anyway, as always, Asante Sana, thank you very much. Moji Kupena, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoku, you, peace from above. Trip C's, cool, calm, collected. Always remember, Trip C's, cool, calm, collected.